a 2025 release from Southern Avenue. That is Upside. And now we've done it. Over 100 years of music. CruisinTheDecades.com.
Over 100 years of music history. In the course of just 1 hour, you've been listening to Cruisin' the Decades with Brad Savage. This is the global edition produced for shortwave, FM, and AM stations worldwide on the leading independent community and music radio stations on the planet. This program originates at WAPS-FM, The Summit, in Akron, Ohio, USA. For correspondence or QSL, contact brad@thesummit.fm. Thank you for supporting independent, eclectic radio broadcasting and signals over the air from all corners of planet Earth. One broadcast to an audience of many, simultaneously. A shared listening experience. Radio and 100 years of music. Join us next time for the global edition of Cruisin' the Decades.
This is Shannon Lee Reynolds. You're listening to WRCT Pittsburgh.
You are listening to The Sound of Language on WRCT Pittsburgh, produced by the students in Contextual Practice Seminar. The views, thoughts, and opinions expressed in the show are solely those of individuals involved and do not necessarily express those.
You are listening to An Experiment with Time on WRCT Pittsburgh, 88.3 FM over the airwaves in the city of Pittsburgh, streaming online to the world up on WRCT.org. WRCT is supported by Rita's Italian Ice. Rita's offers a variety of frozen treats, including their Italian Ice, made fresh daily with real fruit, available in over 95 flavors. Rita's has several locations throughout the city of Pittsburgh, including a stand at 3712 Fifth Avenue near the University of Pittsburgh campus. For more information, visit their website at ritasice.com. And if you're interested in underwriting for WRCT, email pr@wrct.org for more information about promotional exchanges and other partnership opportunities. Well, thanks for tuning in. Got a lot of cool stuff to get to on tonight's experiment. We got Rob Fry in the background here. This is Sunrise on Purina from his 2021 album, Exoplanet. After this, we're going to roll into some free jazz, kabuki-style recitation of The Tale of Heike by Akira Sakata. Posthumous release, new posthumous release from Emohoi Segwe, Miriam Gerbrau after that, and a lot of other great stuff this hour. Thanks for tuning in. Hope you enjoy the show.
掃除の花の色行者必須の断りを表す。おごれる人も久しからず、ただ春の夜の夢のごとし、たけき者もついには滅びぬ。ひとえに風の前のちりりごとにも従わず、楽しみを極め、いさめをも思い入れず、天下の乱れんことをさそらずして、民間の憂うところを知らざしかば、久しからずして、坊主にし者どもなり、な
Hee hee hee!
Essay on Mahlet, the prayer of Saint Iared, off an upcoming posthumous release from Emma Hoisege, Miriam Gebrau. It's going to be released later this month on Mississippi Records. Thanks for tuning in. This is an experimental time on WRCT Pittsburgh. Right now, millions of kids up to age 19 are eligible for free or low-cost health insurance through Medicaid and CHIP. Your child could be one of them. In fact, children in a family of four earning up to $80,000 a year may qualify. Income levels vary by state. Regular checkups, immunizations, doctor and dentist visits, hospital care, mental health services, prescriptions, and more are covered. For more information or to enroll today, go to insurekidsnow.gov. That's insurekidsnow.gov. Families affected by disasters urgently need support. You can help the American Red Cross provide help and hope to those when they need it most. Please donate today. Go to redcross.org or call 1-800-RED-CROSS to help people affected by disasters, big and small. Your support is critical. We can't do it without you. Listeners, start your engines. Who would win in a race, new wave or no wave, hip-hop or K-pop? How about 80s funk or 2020s punk? Tune into the Indy 500 Thursdays at 1 p.m. with your hosts, Distracted Driver and Speed Racer, to find out. Well, yes. Music for Carly Rae Jepsen devotees, Mondays at 2 to 3 p.m. And check out Contra La Stereo. Contra La Stereo is a supporter of pop music, dissonance, and synths. You can listen Tuesdays at 2 p.m. with Ales for sound, rock, pop, and genre, and notably French, non-French programming. And you are listening to An Experiment with Time right now. The show airs every Saturday night at midnight right here on WRCT. We got some cumbia, courtesy of Linda Yolita in the background. And we got, what we got coming up next? We got Arthur Nunez, Tia.
Bien de fumo pio pio mu venda. Fumu pio pio mu venda, Afrika malekuma, e uti e wangishana. Afrika malekuma, e uti e wangishana. Galumi wene kalunga kubekele. Balumi
Ethiopia. I'm going to try to say the title of this track. I'm going to stumble over it profoundly. Shemun Moine. Yeah? Shemun Moine. I'm sure that I am pronouncing that incorrectly. Before that, Albert Eiler from Nuit de la Fondation Met, 1970, In Heart Only. That was the last concert ever performed by Albert Eiler, captured on recording. Some Norwegian folk music before that, and then opened up that little segment with Archer Nunez. The song was called Tia. Picked that up off of a compilation, Soul of Angola, Anthologie de la Musique Angolaise, 1965 to 1975. Thanks for tuning in. This is An Experiment with Time. Stick around, we got a lot more music coming up.
Da casa, e marchaba, nas vacas, e nós ouvimos-lo cantar, ainda cantou hoje. Tivemos sabes que não cantou, parece de merda. Então cantava ela assim: Vou-me por aqui abaixo, que vou abrir uma porta, que já tenho encharcada.
Lands on you. You never have any warning, not that you would have warning, but it's like it just appears and then goes everything upside down. Everything. But anyway, such is life, as you said. But
Thank you. mitologia africana ci racconta che lo strumento musicale donatogli dai dei fece di balla fase che qui a te il primo grillo della storia. Infatti l'arpa e il liuti sono sempre presenti nelle corte reali per accogliere ospiti e dare benvenuto ai nuovi arrivati. Balla fosse che accogliete abile musicante che con le melodie celeste del suo liuto halam accompagnava le serate di luna piena.
Fantastic trio out of Italy. Sylvia Bolognese, Dudu Coyote, and Griffin Rodriguez. The track was called Salmon. That was off of their album Timing Birds. When did that come out? Timing Birds came out in 2024. That's a pretty recent release there. Before that, new music from Alton O'Brien. His new album called Dancing the Line is fantastic. That track was called Death Doula Meat. And really cool, interesting stuff from Carmen Lopez before that. You can check out the full playlist up on WRCT.org. Let's get back to the music here. This is Turgen Alimatov. thanks for tuning in. This has been an experiment of time on WRCT Pittsburgh. Have a great night, folks. Take care of yourselves.
Forbes Avenue is a production of WRCT Pittsburgh. The opinions expressed are those of the participants and not necessarily those of WRCT, its members, or Carnegie Mellon University. Email questions or comments to pa@wrct.org.
Hi, I'm Arjun Das. You're listening to Forbes Avenue on WRCT Pittsburgh, 88.3 FM. I'm joined today by Dave Mawinney. Dave, how's it going?
It's going great, Arjun.
Yeah, so Pittsburgh is known for many things. Winning at football, losing at baseball, pierogies, steel mills, and soon enough it might be known for something new, tech startups. That's in no small part, thanks to our friend here, the efforts of today's guest, Dave Mawinney. Dave is the executive director of the Swartz Center for Entrepreneurship at CMU's Tepper School of Business, which is one of the premier hubs for startup activity in the Pittsburgh metro area. So Dave, you're a Pittsburgh kid. Tell us how you got to startups and how'd you find out that it was a viable career path?
Oh, wow. So I grew up a grandson of a steelworker, the son of a Presbyterian minister. So I was at the low end of the middle class. And when I graduated high school, the steel industry tanked and everybody left town. And I was seeing some people be successful in other cities. I would read Forbes magazine, I would read Fortune magazine, and they would talk about the entrepreneurs. And I would think to myself, why not? Why couldn't I pursue that? And so it was something that stuck in my head through my undergraduate education. And I was actually getting a PhD in physics at Georgia Tech. And I realized that the tech side wasn't the side that I would be the best at. It was at the selling side. And so I decided then to be an entrepreneur. And that led me back to Carnegie Mellon, where at the time it was pre-internet. You couldn't learn to be an entrepreneur on the internet. You had to, you had to go to business school to be an internet. And Carnegie Mellon had one of the best business schools in the world, and it had one of the first entrepreneurship programs in the world. In 1971, the president of the university, Dick Seyert, hired Jack Thorne to start the first entrepreneurship program at any university. So that reputation led me here, and from that point, I launched my entrepreneurial career.
Interesting. So what was the first company that you founded?
Yeah. So a guy named Don Jones was a successful entrepreneur in the Pittsburgh area, and he gave $1 million in 1989, which was a lot of money in 1989, to found the Don Jones Center for Entrepreneurship at the Tepper School of Business. I was very fortunate to be a student at the Tepper School at that time. It was called GSIA, the Graduate School of Industrial Administration. And I said, that's the guy I'm going to start a business with. So I stalked that poor guy. And so there was an event downtown. It was called Entrepreneurs Day. And there was, you know, it was like a trade show. But they had a VIP lunch. And you had to pay to get into the VIP lunch. So I snuck in the room and found the table with Don's name on it. I took two chairs and I put them up like to save the chairs. I snuck back out of the room and it was like festival seating. So I ran and I snuck and got first in line at the door. And so they opened the doors and I ran to that table. And I sat there with my arm on the table with the chair so no one took that chair next to me. And Don came in and I jumped up. Don, sit here. And so he came over and sat down right next to me. And at the time, he said he was going to retire from startups. And so I worked through the lunch to get my courage up. And I was nervous as hell. And finally, I looked at him. I said, Don, entrepreneurs never retire. You're going to start another company, and you're going to start it with me. And he started to laugh at me. But it wasn't like he was laughing at me like I'm an idiot. It was like, I can't believe you had the cojones to ask that question. And that started the relationship, and literally we started the company while I was still a graduate student here at Carnegie Mellon, and it was called IndustryNet, and it grew in time to be the largest business-to-business site on the early internet in 1995. There's a rest of the story that I can tell you a little bit later in the Q&A, but that's how I got my start.
Awesome. Yeah. So what was like the biggest thing that you learned from starting that first company? I'm sure there were a lot of lessons, but one that comes to mind.
Great question, Archon. Don Jones, my co-founder, was a great engineer and one of the greatest marketers that I have ever met. And so you would think I would answer, oh, this product development idea or this marketing technique. But it wasn't that at all. Don said to me very early on in our relationship, he said, Dave, everything good about a company is the people, and everything bad about a company is the people. And so if you're going to be successful as an entrepreneur, you need to focus on getting the very best people and creating a very good culture so that you can get the best productivity and the best version of those people every single day. And so that's something that I've remembered all my life, and it's something that we do now at the Swart Center in programs like the Innovation Scholars, which Archon is an Innovation Scholar at the Swart Center.
That is true. So how'd you end up at the Swart Center and running things at CMU?
Archon, I was pissed off. Do you know what I was pissed off about? MIT and Stanford were seen as great entrepreneurial universities, and Carnegie Mellon was not. Yet in research and academics, we were their equals. And I'm like, why? It doesn't have to be this way. And so, you know, I had been a multi-time entrepreneur starting companies, and I've also been a venture capitalist. So I knew the business inside and out. And I knew that we had the talent at Carnegie Mellon to get there, but we didn't have the culture. We didn't have the buy-in from the top of the university, and we didn't have the confidence in our alumni base to go start companies. Oh, we had really great entrepreneurs. Did you know that the iPhone, the first four versions of the iPhone, were designed by Matt Rogers, who's an ECE undergrad and ECE master's here? He went on to found Nest Labs.
Yeah.
Sold it to Google. It's now the Google Home platform. And now he's doing one of the coolest new startups called The Mill. It's taking food waste from your home and dehydrating it and turning it into chicken feed. That guy is amazing. And he started companies 10, 15 years ago, right? And we had people like that throughout our history. Adobe is a CMU startup.
I didn't know that.
Sun Microsystems is a CMU startup. But nobody knows these stories. So I wanted to come back and help Carnegie Mellon take its rightful place next to MIT and Stanford as a great startup university.
That's great. Yeah, I mean, I think everyone here would like to see CMU become one of those top dogs.
Well, we were just ranked the number 3 entrepreneurship university by Bloomberg Businessweek, and research at the Stanford School of Business by Ilya Strebulev, who studies where venture capital goes, on an index basis, now ranks Carnegie Mellon number 4 in unicorn founder creation.
Wow. Well, congrats to you.
Dude, this is a community, right? The second idea I learned from John Jones is it's about the people, and then it's network, 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 right? And so we've built a network of people that help each other. We have a global village at Carnegie Mellon.
I'm curious about one thing. You know, you talk about Stanford and Silicon Valley.